I don't know, sometimes just seems more easier. Okay, I speak in English anyways.
Okay, 那用英文讲。
Yeah, both my English and Chinese has problems.
虽然我中英文都有些问题。
But I don't think it's a problem.
但也不是一个问题。
You know, today I'm weak when I preach here.
那我今天就是传福音的时候我是软弱的。
But I always remember those moments when I was weak, actually God does miraculous things.
那每一次我软弱的时候呢，神就在我身上成就那奇妙的事。
I remember there were times I felt, oh, today I cannot serve anymore.
有一天我就想起来，有一天我觉得，哎呀，我今天不能服侍了。
But things happen, God show up.
但是呢，那天呢，神就出来了。
Give you one example. This summer I went to Montreal, and this sister encouraged me. What happened many years ago when I was serving her?
那有一次呢，我去 Montreal 的时候，一个姐妹又提醒我，就是多年以前，我就是有一次服侍她。
And then she was totally revived and changed.
那她呢，当时就是完全的被更新。
And later on, in about 15 years, she did miraculous service in China and the different places.
那之后的十五年呢，她在中国呢，还有各个地方呢，都行了很大的神迹奇事。
But on that day when I was serving in Montreal, I thought.Lord, I cannot serve today.
可是那天，就是我当我服侍他那天呢，我其实是觉得神啊，我没办法服侍你。
Maybe I told the story many times.
可能我这个故事已经讲过很多次了。
My wife always say, "You always repeat the same thing."
太太老是说，哎呀，你老是重复重复。
But anyway, sometimes it's good to repeat.
但是有的时候重复也是好的。
So, I remember, we have a team. We had a team going to Montreal and serving, and the host.The lady was so, loved so much, you know, but also their resources are limited. So they put the three of us, three men, our pastor, Daniel, another Peter, me, in the same room, give us three beds.
那当时就是接待我们的一个家人，因为他们非常的热情，但是他们资源有限，所以呢，他把我们三个男人呢放在一个房间，有 Daniel 牧师，还有 Peter， 还有。
So they had two beds, I had a mattress. I said that's totally fine.
啊，他们两个有床，那我他就给了一个床垫给我，那我也觉得没关系。
But two of these men, one snores at the beginning, another snores in the morning.
那这两个弟兄呢，一个上半夜打呼噜，一个下半夜打呼噜。
So I couldn't sleep at all.
但我就完全没有办法睡觉。
So about 3 o'clock, I pulled my mattress out in the kitchen, in the living room. I said I can sleep for at least a few hours.
那我就是半夜的时候，我就把我的那个床垫拉到那个客厅，就想着在那边能够睡几个小时。
And the sister, she's so loving. She started cooking.Because cooking very early for us.
但是那个姐妹那么热情，那一大早就起来要做饭给我们吃。
Think about Montreal 5 o'clock. Actually, is Vancouver 3 o'clock.
那这 Montreal 的五点钟，其实就是温哥华的三点钟。
So I said, okay, boy.So today I won't have any sleep, but I pretend I'm sleeping here anyways.
那我就跟我自己说，哎呀，我今天没办法睡觉，但是我也就是那里装睡。
So when we in the morning session, they all come and expecting our team to serve them, serve them.
那早上的时候呢，他们就来期待我们要来服侍他们了。
I told the team, I said, I cannot, probably I can't do anything. You guys, it's good we have a team.
然后我就跟他们说，哎，我们还好是个团队，我现在做不了什么，但是我们是个团队，你们去做。
You know, when you have a team, you can share responsibilities, is that right?
因为你是一个团队的时候，你可以彼此分担你们的责任。
Our Church of Zion, in the past many years, the Lord just developed this team spirit. We always work in teams.
那这个我们西安教会呢，多年就是一直在培养这个团队精神。
We always respect each other and honor each other.
那我们就是彼此尊荣，彼此服侍。
I said, it's wonderful to have a team.
然后我说，太好了，我们是个团队。
So we can share the fame and share the blame.
我们就分享，就是我们的荣耀，也分享我们的耻辱。
I only take 1/6 fame and 1/6 blame.
那我只需要分享其中的一个。
Because we had 6 people.
因为我们六个人，我们只需要分享其中一份的耻辱或者是荣耀。
Anyways, that's joking. But I thought I couldn't do anything, you know.
那当时我觉得我真的没有办法做任何事情。
I was just yawning, and of course I joined the team. When we pray for people, we still pray together.
那我虽然我们就是也是参加一起来服侍来祷告，但是我就一直在打哈欠。
I remember I just laid hands on this sister. She was sitting there. We were praying. Everybody was praying. I didn't expect anything from me.
那我当时就是为这个姐妹祷告，其实就是很多人也围着她祷告，但是我并没有期待我自己要为她来，就是来发什么预言。
I was yawning and then praying.
那我就是一边打哈欠一边祷告。
Then, Lord gave me a very, very clear vision.
但是突然呢，神呢给我一个非常清楚的意象。
And also, it gave me a clear that kind of faith. I had no any doubt. I just say, in Jesus' name, I cast out that demon.
那我其实我当时我非常清楚，我就说，在耶稣基督的名里斥责这个啊仇敌离开。
It's a mocking spirit, mocking her.
就是一个。
I don't know what happened, but I know it's a mocking spirit.
那我在灵里我就知道了，这是一个像那种嘲讽的一个灵。
I knew something happened after that.
那我也知道，就是之后。
But we didn't know what happened.
但我不确定到底发生了什么。
I know something because related to his experience. After he became believer, she went back to China, and she was mocked by her former colleagues because she was a university professor. But she became a Christian. People mock her.
那其实具体我不知道，但大概就是他信了主以后回了中国，然后他的就是同行就来嘲笑他，因为他是个大学教授，然后他现在信了主，然后很多人嘲笑他。
So she was thinking about giving up the faith. You know?
那他就是在考虑要不要就是放弃这个信仰。
Because people were mocking her, she was very feel really bad.
那大家都在嘲笑他，所以他就是感受不是很。
So I just did what I did.
那我就做我当做的事情。
But we know something happened. Later on, she was reviled. She just had many disciples in China, you know, even through internet, pastoring a bunch of home groups.
那她之后呢，真的是被神得着。然后呢，她也在中国里边，就是在中国带了很多个小组，然后她包括通过网络呀之类的。
So this time when I went to Montreal, she mentioned about this day.
那我这次回去 Montreal 的时候呢，她就提起来这件事情。
Because I was a little bit concerned about what happened to the group in Montreal many years ago. You know, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. God revived them, but somehow they go to different places and scattered.
那我因为我非常关心就是 Montreal 这群弟兄姐妹，因为他们被圣灵充满以后呢，他们但是后来又分散了，然后去到各个地方。
But they all come, and they actually I met all of them, and they are all growing in the Lord.
那我其实走回去以后呢，也遇到了所有他们所有的人，然后他们每一个人都在主里成长。
They all have very powerful ministries.
他们每个人也有非常强有
力的服事。Their life, their marriage, everything is so blessed.
那他们的生活呢，他们的婚姻呢，都非常蒙福。
And she said, Pastor Bing, did you remember what happened that day?
他就问我王牧师，你知道那天发生什么事吗？
You never believe, don't think what you have sown is wasted.
啊，不要觉得就是你做就是任何事情都是好像无所用的。
The Lord is looking after the seed you have sown.
啊，就是神在看顾就是每一个你种下的种子。
Everything flourishes.
那每一个种子呢都会就是长大成长。
But when we see the process,We sometimes don't like it.
那我们看这个过程的时候，我们有时候不喜欢。
Because you see the people sometimes discouraged.
因为有的时候。
They don't come to the church anymore for a period of time.
那你会失望，因为有些人来了教会又不来了。
Some people even become for a period of time become very negative.
那甚至有些人呢，就是有一段时间就会非常的负面。
Sometimes this group of people, you find they are attacking each other.
有时候你会看一些人在一起的时候就会彼此攻击。
You know, as a human, as a somebody serving the Lord, is sometimes worried.
那呢，就是你一个作为一个人，作为一个服侍神的人，有时候你就会很担心。
And sometimes when we serve, also same time as, am I good to serve or not good to serve? Or, you know?
那有时候你服侍的时候，你会想，哎呀，我服侍好不好呢？
Am I doing the right or doing the wrong? Or
我做的是对的还是不对的呢？
Am I praying the right words or the wrong words?
那我祷告的话语是对的还是不对的呢？
Today should I go to the church or should I do something else?
那我今天要来教会呢还是去别的地方？
If I don't go to the church, what's going to happen?
那如果我不去教会会发生什么呢？
If I come late to the, in the church, what's going to happen?
如果我迟到了会怎么样呢？
So we have all kinds of thoughts.
那我们有各种各样的这个想法。
But you know, God thinks very differently.
但是神呢，神的看法是很不一样的。
God thinks very, very differently.
神的看法是非常
不一样。 First of all, you know, God loves us. This will never change.
那第一呢，神爱我们，这是永远不会改变的。
This is something we know in our head, but when we practice out, we need a lot of faith.
那这个虽然是我们头脑知道的，但是我们要行出来的时候呢，我们需要很多信心。
And also, the faith is a training process.
那信心呢，也是一个操练的一个过程。
You know, we are adopted children. We are not natural children.
我们是被神领养的孩子。
You know, for adopted children to believe, trust their parents, it takes time.
那作为一个就是被领养的孩子来信任他的父母呢，是需要一段时间的。
We wish we were all natural children of God.
那我们都希望我们是就是天然从神生的。
But we knew the story because Adam has sinned and we have left God, and then we get reconnected.
那我们都知道这个故事，就是亚当离弃了神，就是从神那隔绝，然后我们作为回来回转重新与神连接上的这群人。
So you know, it's a very surprising to see sometimes adopted children or foster children is very different from naturally born children in the family. Very.
那呢，就是被领养的或者是被寄养的孩子，你们都会发现他们跟就是自然生养的孩子是很不一样。
Sometimes we think this is easy, but not.
有时候我们觉得哎呀，这很容易，但其实不容易。
Yeah, I was raised up in a natural, very loving family, parents. But knowing these things, you know, when I get in touch with some of the friends, I know I was very surprised because they grew up in the foster homes or they were adopted. The trust level, that's such a struggle.
那我很感恩的，那我就生在一个就是非常好的一个家庭，很爱我的父母。但是我认识一些就是被领养的孩子，那我就是对我来说是很吃惊的，他们的就是那种对他父母的那种信任程度。
So, but because of God's love,
但是因为神的爱，
His love never change.
他的永不改变的爱，
He will draw us and form us and always, put us in His bosom.
那呢，他就是会，爱我们，拥抱我们，永远的，就是拥抱我们。
But in this process for us humans, we feel very. Sometimes feel very a lot of struggles, a lot of pain, a lot of uncertainties, a lot of distrust.
那对我们人来说呢，就是这个过程中呢，是会有很多就是不容易，会有一些不信任啊，或者是挑战。
This is something God knows.
那这个也是神知道的。
That's why God gave us this Bible.
所以神呢，把这个圣经给我们。
That's why. Jesus was given this word come into flesh.
那是为什么？所以耶稣也能够变成肉身来到我们身边。
Because God knows the word is not enough.
因为神知道呢，单单话语呢是不足够的。
Law is not enough.
那律法也是不足够的。
The miracles are not enough.
神迹其实也是不足够的。
He himself put a flesh as humans to come to show. And to walk with the disciples, walk with us.
那他亲自下来成为肉身，来一直跟我们同在，来亲自的牧养他的他的那个羊。
So he had to go through all the pain.
那他也需要经过一切的痛苦。
He had to go through all the rejection and the insult.
他也要通，就是要经过这些被人遗弃或者是被人唾弃的这个过程。
And he was mocked by people.
他也是被别人嘲笑。
You know, he was just treated like, non-humans.
他就是甚至好像被人当作畜类一样被对待。
And also he set an example how to continue on the journey to trust the Father.
那他呢也就成为了一个就是我们的榜样，怎么样在这个过程中持续的来信靠神。
So in this process, our patience is extremely needed.
那在这个过程中呢，我们的这个忍耐呢是非常需要的。
So we can read a Bible passage, which is Romans chapter 5.
那我们可以读一段经文，罗马书第五章。
And this here talk about perseverance. I don't know where to put it. Perseverance.
讲到就是这个忍耐。
My English not so good either. I still struggle.
I believe so too. Because in the chat she wrote was broken English. Yes. No, that's it's her choice. It's not because she's she chose to use broken English. So, perseverance, is that right?
Perseverance.
Okay. Let's read this passage.
那我们一起来读这段经文。
Chapter 5, 1 to 5.
那第五章，罗马书第五章一到五节。
Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. In Chinese, you can read it yourself here.
那中文的话，你们自己读。
And through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. The hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit.Whom he has given to us. So he is talking about we have been justified by faith.
讲到了我们是就是因信称义。
And we also gain now our stand as children of God. We are reconciled with God.
那我们呢现在也能跟神和好，可以跟神一起站立。
At the same time, you know, now we rejoice in the hope of glory, and now we rejoice in our suffering because we know that suffering produces perseverance, character hope.
那我们也在患难中也是欢欢喜喜，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
Now here we are justified to be the children of God, and we are reconciled, and also.That in the last verse in 11 actually said that we rejoice in God.
那呢就是我们靠着神呢成为他的孩子，而且呢在第十一节也讲到就是我们呢不仅如此呢我们还以他以神为乐。
You see, all these truths are true, but why do we need perseverance? Why they are suffering?
那这些都是对的，那是为什么还要有忍耐？为什么还要有患难呢？
Again, simply because we are living in this world.
那很简单，就是因为我们活在这个世上。
This world, Jesus said very clearly, there will be suffering.
那呢，耶稣很清楚地讲到，在世上呢，你们是一定会有苦难的。
God didn't take the suffering away from this world. Now,
神并没有呢，就是把这个患难的挪去。
This is a very problematic world.
那这个世界呢，是一个非常混乱的一个世界。
It's a very evil world.
是一个邪恶的世界。
Bible said very clearly, this world, whole world, is under the control of that evil one.
那呢，圣经也讲了，就是全世呢都伏在那个仇敌的手下。
So unless we are redeemed.
除非呢我们得救。
But however, even when we are redeemed, we are still living in this world.
那呢即使呢我们已经得救，可是我们还是活在这个世界上。
That's why Jesus said, just like the Father sent me, I will send you into the world.
那呢，就像耶稣讲的，神差派我呢，我也照样差派你们进到这个世界。
When he was sent by the Father to the world, what happened? Suffering.
那当神差派耶稣进到世界的时候，发生什么呢？他就是要经历这个苦难。
Same is true to us.
那同样对我们来说也是一样，我们也要经历这个患难。
However, suffering is not the end of the story.
但是呢，患难呢，并不是这个故事的结局。
You know, end of the story for Jesus is he is the, though he was crucified, but he was resurrected.
那呢，对耶稣来讲呢，他的患难虽然他被钉在十字架上，可是呢，他复活了。
He overcome the death.
他已经战胜
了死亡。All of us will be the do the same, be the same.
那我们每一个呢，也都是一样的。
However, we have to go through the whole process.
可是呢，我们还是要经过这个整个过程。
In this process, suffering is something inevitable.
那呢，在这个过程当中呢，患难呢是一个一定要经历的一个事。
So in the suffering, we struggle. We don't want because we don't want simply.
那我在这个患难当中呢，你就是不想要有这个患难。
Who likes suffering?
谁喜欢患难？谁喜欢患难？
I think if I come to the Lord, I say, Lord, do you like suffering? I think the Lord won't raise his hand either.
那如果我来到神面前问神，神你喜不喜欢患难？我觉得神可能有。
Nobody likes suffering.
没有人喜欢患难。
So in the suffering, how are we going to live this life? Continue to hold on the, you know, the promise of God.
那我们怎么样继续的来？就是在这个患难中呢，再坚紧的抓住神呢？
So the Bible said, in the suffering, God will give us this perseverance.
那谁所以说神呢？就是在患难中呢，会给我们忍耐。
He will train us this perseverance.
他会
perseverance. Yes. So the Chinese says perseverance.The English people say perseverance. And some people say perseverance. Anyways, it's the same thing. Same thing.
所以我们要有患难会生出忍耐。
And in Chinese, it's translated like a patience.
那这个忍耐就是在中文我们就是像忍受一样。
But actually in the Bible, it's seldom talk about the being patient with somebody,you know, he's going to be angry, I don't want to be angry. Bible talked a little bit, but not much. In the Bible, the patience is more about perseverance.
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 那就是我们圣经讲的这个忍耐呢，并不是说就是那个就是别人惹你了，你就是一直忍受忍耐。但其实更多讲的是这边的这种忍耐。
Because the environment is so hostile.
为什么呢？因为呢，这个环境呢是非常充满敌意的。
We need to live right. We need to do the right thing. We need to make the right choice.
那我们需要做对的事情，要做对的选择。
And we need to continue our journey.
我们需要继续的在这个道路上行走。
We need to raise up our children in the right way.
我们需要把我们的孩子就是往正确的方向来培养。
You know, as parents, when your child is small, no matter you are sick.Or you are happy or unhappy, you sleep well or not last night, in the morning you just need to cook the breakfast.
那作为一个父母呢，就不管你今天是不是生病了，是不是有没有睡好，你第二天呢，你还是得做早餐。
Because that's the love Lord has given.To us, inside us, to drive us to do the right thing.
那因为呢，这个爱呢是神赐给我们的，让我们能够做对的事情。
You see, we cannot do otherwise unless we are really, really broken. You know, we are really, something is wrong.
那除非呢，我们真的是非常破碎，真的是有一些问题在我们身上。
Because Lord give us that love in us.
因为神呢，把那样的爱赐给我们。
Our conscience and the spirit tells us we have to do the right thing.
那我们的良心呢，来指引我们，让我们做对的事情。
And then you just pull up your body out of the bed, and then you start cooking.
然后你就逼着自己要从床上起来来煮饭。
It's not about how do you feel.
不是关乎你的感受。
Because that's the right thing.
那因为呢，那才是正确的事情。
That's because of love.
那是要从那个爱当中。
Also because of the hope laying before you.
也是因为盼望在你前面的盼望。
Yeah, you have that strong hope that your child is going to grow up to be someone.
那呢你在对你的孩子呢有这样的盼望，知道他能够长大，能够成为一个有用的人。
So you do what you need to do.
所以你做你该做的。
However, when you do this, and then you find you are suffering.
那你做的时候，你会感觉到这种患难，那种痛苦。
Because your body sometimes does not follow what you want to do.
因为有的时候你的身体呢不想要做你想应该做的事情。
Your feelings does not want to cooperate.
那呢你的感受呢你也不想就是按着你的感受。
Sometimes the things are uncertain. You don't know if you make this choice, what's going to happen the next.
那有时候你也不确定如果你做这样的决定会发生什么。
So that's Bible, you know, the Holy Spirit will put love into us here it says.
那这里说呢，就是神呢会把用圣灵给我们赐下，浇灌上爱。
So we need always to pray, the Lord will give us more love, Holy Spirit pour the love in our hearts.
所以呢，我们
otherwise we cannot continue the journey.
所以我们要常常祷告呢，求圣灵呢将神的爱浇灌在我们的里面，要不然呢，我们很多事情都做不了。
Now we wish everything God says today, He promises us something. Tomorrow it will come on the table.
那有我们就是觉得说，哎，我们祷告了，那明天神就会预备。
Just like that movie, this genie, is that right? The
genie.
Yeah, genie. And you ask genie, and something will come, you know, right away. Is that right?
Aladdin.
Aladdin, yes, Aladdin. Yes.
那就好像那个电影《阿拉丁》神，就是你摸一下他那个神就跑出来。
No, we sometimes treat God like that. You touch.I ask you, you are all great, all powerful. You can do this.
那有的时候我们就把神当做阿拉丁神，你是全能的神呐、啊！我这样祷告了，你就应该这样做。
No, actually, our thought is true. God is much bigger than Aladdin. Yeah.
那我们的想法也是对的，神比阿拉丁神更大。
He is able to do that.
那他也确实可以做。
But why he didn't do that?
那为什么他没有做呢
？Because our life is a process.
那因为我们的生命呢是一个过程。
The Lord knows when to do what.
那神也知道什么时候该做什么事情。
So today when we talk about perseverance, which is very much related to the time and the space we are confined in.
那我们今天讲到这个忍耐呢，其实很多时候是关乎我们这个空间时间，我们被这个辖制，这个三维空间所。
You know, as a physicist before, we were very fascinated by time and space.
那作为一个就是物理学家呢，我们对这个空间时间呢是非常感兴趣。
Maybe you have read a book called Brief History of Time by Stephen Hawking. Who read that? A little bit.
那很多人都读过霍金的那本书，就是时间，中文叫什么？
时间简史。
时间简史。
And maybe you have heard that book.
那可能你也听过这本书。
And when you heard that book, what is history of time? Time has history.
那你读完以后，你觉得，哎，为什么这个时间还有个历史啊？
But you know, when we study the things of the universe, the physics, and the time is very fascinating.
那你呢，做就是学物理的时候，你会发现，哎，时间是个非常有趣的事情。
Because everything is related to time.
因为所有事情呢都是跟时间有关。
Some of the time you think it shouldn't change, but actually it can.
那有时候你觉得，哎，这个时间是不可以改变，但是其实它是可以改变的。
Some of the time you think you can change, but you will never change.
那有的时候你觉得，哎，这是永远不可能改变，但它其实是可以改变的。
Because in the equations, you know, the universe is governed by equations. All these equations, laws. That laws, you heard about Newton's law, this law, that law. The laws, this thing equals that. That's called the equation. And in the equation, the time, when time is involved, basically you cannot come out of that time at the right time. Before the right time.
那就是物理学就是有各种各样的公式，然后这个等于那个，但是呢在一个固定公式中呢，你是很难从，如果有时间在这个公式里面的话，你是很难从这个时间里面跳出来，就是来改变这个时间。
So when the time does not come, that thing won't happen, never happen.
那如果这个时间没有到呢，那个事情是永远都不可能发生。
And also no one can change.
也没有人可以改变。
Because it's God's law.
因为呢这是神的律。
Just you to drive a car, if you drive the speed of Tesla, the maximum is 140, you cannot go to another place in a few seconds, even never. If you are in a Tesla.
就像你开特斯拉的话，可能最高每一小时可以开140公里，但是你是不可能用这个车，然后几秒钟到另外一个地方。
And many, many things, you know, even the light, colors of light, it has its own frequency. Frequency is time. How many times it vibrates in 1 second, that's called frequency.
那就像就是我们看到的光线也是一样，我们看到的颜色呢也是通过这个频率，那我们频率也是时间，是多少时间内它震动多少次，所以
You cannot change the red color into a blue color.
所以呢因为频率不一样呢，你不可能看
Simply because it vibrates differently.
那简单、就是、
The time is different.
简单就是来说呢，就是时间不一样，它的频率是不一样。
So nobody can change that.
没有人可以改变这一切。
You see, nobody can change a red color into ablack color.
没有人可以就是把红色变成黑色。
So I'm talking about the light. I'm talking, not talking about painting. Okay.
我讲的是光线哈，不是画画。
So especially for life, for life, forming of life.
那特别是生命，就是生命的诞生。
Especially for forming of life, people has no control.
那生命的诞生，人是没有办法来。
You know, sometimes we think we have control. You know, we let's say in the Second World War, the Germans are building atomic bombs, and the Americans said we should go build faster, okay, invent faster, so they can accelerate.
那就像比如说二战呢，这个德国呢要研究这个核武器，那个美国就说啊，我们要加速来研究这个出来。
These things you can change.
那这种事情呢，你是可以加速，可以。
You can work harder.
你可以就是更努力的去改变，让它加速这个事情。
But things related to time, it's all in God's hands.
但是呢，关乎时间呢，都是在神的手中。
Most of the time, we cannot change.
那大部分呢，我们是没有办法改变的。
Now, including our natural time, natural life or spiritual life.
包括我们这个个人自身的这个时间，还有我们灵里的这个时间。
Give you an example. Let's say your kids will.Teeth will grow up, you know, in a certain age. A teeth will fall, and the you know, second set of teeth will come. You cannot change the time.
那就像你的孩子呢，乳牙掉了，换一个新牙，那个这些时间呢，都是没有办法，你没有办法控制的。
那 you can try.
那你也可以尝试。
那 what you have tried most probably cause big problems in their life.
那呢你。你试图改变的，通常都会在这个孩子身上造成，就是。
Can you try to let the teeth not fall in 6 years old?
那你能改变就是他六岁之前不掉牙吗
？Can you try to make the teeth all fall in 3 years old?
那你能让这个孩子三岁以前就牙都全掉了吗？乳牙
？You cannot.
没有办法。
If you can, you will cause big problems.
如果你可以的话呢，你其实会带来很大的麻烦。
Am I right?
我是对的吗？
Same is true for our spiritual life.
那同样对我们属灵的生命也是这
样。Our spiritual life is something we cannot see. That's why we sometimes struggle with God so much.
那因为我们属灵的生命呢，我们是看不见的，所以我们对神呢有很多的这个。
The physical life you see a lot. You know, babies grow. Everybody's baby, kids will fall. Their teeth will fall at 6 or 7. You know that you have that experience, so you're not worried.
那呢，就像我们自然的生命，我们是可以看得见。我们看见一个孩子成长，他到六岁了、七岁了换牙，这是我们可以看得见的一个生命，我们也理解。
For spiritual life is actually the same.
那对了，属灵生命呢，其实也是一样。
It takes time.
是需要时间。
For God to form.
让神呢，在它里面能够就是成型。
But because we cannot see.
但是呢，我们因为眼睛看不见。
One thing we cannot see how our spirit grows.
但我们看不见我们灵里是怎么成长。
We can only see from people's actions, words, they are more mature, less mature.
我们只能通过他的就是言行啊来看，哦，他是不是很成熟啊，或者是不成熟。
But most of time, our judgment are not really right.
但是其实大部分呢，我们对这个人的评价呢都不是对的。
Am I right? A lot of times, our judgment about our spiritual growth and other people are not right.
那大部分呢，我们对我们自己个人的生命呢，跟还有其旁边的那个人的属灵生命呢，我们的看法都是不对的。
That's one thing is that we because we cannot see, we think we can change the time.
那因为我们看不见呢，我们会觉得误认为我们可以改变他的时间。
Oh, God can, God should.
或者你觉得哎，神可以，神可以改变。
The second also we say, God, you are all powerful.
啊，第二你又想说，哎，神你是全能的神。
You can do it.
你可以的。
Now God was probably say, the same as your babies grow, I will let you grow. You have to form this part, form that part, and it takes time.
那可能同样神的回答也是一样，就像一个孩子在肚子里成长一样，他可能要炫耀长这边，再长那边，然后才能生出来。
You know, some people are praying for a spouse.
那有些人呢，就为这个配偶来祷告。
Oh, I prayed for many years.
哎呀，我祷告很多年了。
God says, I have to bring in the right person.
那神说回答就是我要把好正确的人带在你身边啊。
Actually, that guy, he didn't believe me, and now I'm trying to bring him to me, and he can listen to me. He's running away all the time.
那个人他应该来信靠我，可是他老是跑走。
He didn't trust me.
他不像还没有信。
I have to hunt him down.
我去搞定他。
Sorry, it all takes time.
这些都是需要时间。
And we wish this will happen today.
那我们常常就觉得，哎，好希望今天就发生。
So because of that, we have to have this patience, perseverance.
那因为如此呢，所以我们才需要有这样子的忍耐。
That's why we also need testimonies and the cloud of witnesses walk with us.
那我们也需要见证，还有就是像云彩一般的见证的人围绕我们。
So we can encourage each other to cheer on.
以至于我们可以彼此的来就是鼓励。
Some people have a bigger faith.
那有些人的信心比较大。
So they can encourage us.
他可以来就是鼓励我们。
It's like some people they see a lot of babies grow up.
那就像有一个人哎看过很多很多孩子成长。
And her daughter suddenly said, "Why my kid is falling? The kid is falling so early." She said, "No problem. I had." Ten kids.
那有可能他的女儿说：“哎，为什么我的孩子掉牙了？”然后那个老一点的人就可能说：“哎，没关系，我都见过十个孩子。”
Well, because she has more experience and more faith.
有更多的经验，有更多的信心。
So this faith is showing our experience with the Lord.
那呢，这个信心呢，就是我们跟神的这个经验。
Or maybe you have a natural faith. Your faith is very strong. Just believe the word. That's wonderful.
那或者呢，你天生下来呢，就是非常有信心。你看到这个圣经，你就相信了。
Because Jesus said, "The one who didn't see me and believed are more blessed."
那因为耶稣说呢，那没见到我呢，就信的人就更加有福。
It's true. You are more blessed if you can believe the Bible and just trust it.
那确实是的。如果呢，你读了圣经，你就相信的话，你是更蒙福。
However, I don't find many people they just like that.
但是呢，我很难找到几个人可以像那样。
I don't even find myself is like that.
那我甚至我觉得我自己也不是那样子。
I need to read, pray, experience, read, pray against experience.
那我呢，就是要读了经，我在祷告，然后在经历，在读经，在祷告，在经历。
You know, if you look this, oh.Boils down to the we have to trust the word of the Lord, trust His love.
那其实呢，总归来讲，我们就是要信靠他的话语，信靠他的爱。
And we need to develop this perseverance and character.
能够就是有患难生老练，老练生盼望。
And the character, what is character?
那这个老练是什么呢？
Character means it becomes a habit, becomes part of you.
那这个劳怨成就是你变成了一个习惯。
The perseverance will become make something happen to you. It becomes natural. You trust the Lord.
那呢，这个患难发生的时候，你就先靠神。你知道这个就是信靠神，这个是神给你的。
And when problem happens at the beginning, you just try to complain. You complain a lot.
那呢，问题一开始出来的时候呢，你可能就会抱怨很多。
But you pray, repent.Pray, repent, and then you complain less.
那呢，你祷告，你祷告呢，从今祷告读祷告啊，悔改祷告，悔改祷告，然后你会发现，哎，你抱怨少了。
Because you find no matter how you complain, nothing better will happen.
那因为你发现了，你不管怎么抱怨呢，也不会更变得更好。
Only worse things will happen. You suffer more.
只会越来越不好，你会。在更多的患难当中
and you say oh Lord your word is true so I need to believe your word
那你会反过来说哦，神啊你的话也是对的我要来信靠你
so eventually it becomes your character that means I won't complain anymore
自然呢它就会成为你的这个好像你的性格一样你就会发现哎，我不再
when things happen you just don't complain
那事情发生了你就不再抱怨了
Oh, this is part of the character.
那就成为你这个性格中的一部分，老练。
And when you have that character, it's part of you. God says, Hallelujah. It's like putting armor on you. When the enemy tries to attack you, the bullets won't go through.
啊，那你成为老练的人以后呢，神就说 Hallelujah 啊，就好像你穿上了一个全副的盔甲，当那个仇敌呢攻击你的时候，子弹来的时候，你不会受伤。
And then God says, Time works.
神说呢，这个需要时间。
But there's a brief history of time.
所以时间的简史。
Still need to be written.
这个时间的历史呢，还是需要来描写的。
So, in this world,
那在这个世上
needs time.
是这个世界需要时间。
When God created the whole creation, it also needs time. You know, He just speaks.
那神呢，创造宇宙万物也需要时间。
So this is something I just want to remind me, myself, and everybody. Let's together develop this patience and perseverance and character.
那我就是也是提醒我自己，让我们每个人呢都可以在患难中的生忍耐、生老练、生盼望。
You know, sometimes when I read the Bible, biblical characters like David and Abraham, it really encourages me so much.
那我读圣经的时候呢，读到圣经里的，比如说大卫啊，这些摩西，他们都是真的是很感动。
Because what God has promised, it happened.
那因为呢，神应许的，神成就。
And also some prophecies in my life the same thing, it prophesied, it happened.
那对我来说也是的，就是先知在我身上预言发生了。
You know, but I still have to go through the same thing, that internal struggle.
那呢，可是过
程。How much I believe.
我还是需要就是这个跟自己征战。
How I should respond to the promise.
我有多信靠我这个神呢？
Because
信靠神给我的。
When I walk this journey, something really bad happened. It seems it's bring me away from God's promise.
那有的时候呢，就是我事情发生了，就好像我离神的应许呢越来越远。
Sometimes that happens.
那这样的事情是会发生的。
Just you know, treat David as an example.
就像大卫。
You know, David was one of the prominent figure in the Bible. It happened in the history. Every Israelite knows David. It's no doubt about he existed. He was the second king in the kingdom of Israel.
那这个大卫呢是一个非常重要的一个历史人物所有的以色列人都认识大卫这个是每个人都知道他的是这个是真实的故事他是以色列国的第二个国王
You know what God promised him it happened
那神呢在他身上的应许呢成就了
No matter it seems impossible for that to happen it happened
那甚至你觉得哎是不可能发生的可是它还是发生了
We will not go to the details, just mention a little bit. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, God asked the prophet Samuel to anoint one of Jesse's sons to be the king of Israel.
那呢就是有很多这样的例子，那我们就讲几个，就是这个撒母耳记上十六节呢，十六章呢就讲到那个撒母耳要去告耶西的一个儿子成为王。
So Samuel just as a prophet he obeyed God as did he wanted to change his house and said okay how many sons you have, this one no no no, this one no no no, where's the little one, I get the little one, and he says this is one, God said this is one。
那呢就是这个撒母耳呢听了神的话呢就来到了耶西家，然后呢就问耶西你有几个孩子，每一个孩子都在他面前走过，神都说不是，他就问那你最小的孩子呢，小孩子来了，we can
read a little bit about the Bible. Sometimes when we read the Bible it's different, you know, we look at the Bible as if it's really there, you know, this is very important.
那我们也可以读一下圣经
chapter 16
撒母耳记上十六章，
Go to verse 12. So he sent and had him brought in. He was ruddy with a fine appearance and a handsome feature. Then the Lord said, Rise and anoint him. He is the one. So Samuel took the whole of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David in power. Samuel then went to Ramah.
那耶西呢打发人去叫他来，他面色光红，双目清秀，容貌俊美，耶和华说就是他，你起来告他。撒母耳就用脚里的膏油在他柱胸中告了他，从那日起耶和华的灵就大大感动大卫，撒母耳起身回拉玛去了。
So because David was handsome so God chose him
大卫太英俊了所以神拣选了他。
Is that the right
是不是这样子啊？
Actually, the verse before that, God told Samuel, "I don't look at appearance; I look at people's heart."
但其实呢，就是在撒母耳告大卫前呢，耶和华还说，我看人不像你们，我不看人的外表，只看人心。
You know, when David was anointed, guess how old was he?
那当大卫受膏的时候，你猜他多大？13?
Anyway, he's a teenager for sure.
他就是一个大概就是个青少年。
Yeah, probably between 11 to 18.
就11岁到18岁之间吧。
Maybe around 12.
也可能是。
You know, he promised him, anointed him. You know, what happened later? If you read the 2 Samuel chapter 5, we will read a few verses.
那如果你读到后面呢，就是撒母耳记下第二章，第二章还
有。Lots of things happened. However, after about 12 years or 15 years, this happened.
那很多事情在中间发生了，大概呢12-13年之后呢。
And chapter 5, 2 Samuel.
Okay.
All the tribes of the Israelites came to David at Hebron and said, We.Are your own flesh and blood. In the past, while Saul was king over us, you were the one who led Israel on their military campaigns. And the Lord said to you, You will shepherd my people of Israel, and you will become their ruler. When all the elders of Israel had come to King David at Hebron, the king made a compact with them at Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David the king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he became king, and he reigned 40 years. In Hebron, he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem, he reigned over all Israel and Judah 33 years. So, yeah, it's okay. So this is what happened to the promise of God, so God made it.
那这是神的应许，神成就了。
And if you read other people's story, same thing. God made it.
那你
for Joseph, God made it.
读别的故事也是一样，比如说约瑟，神应许成就了。
Many people know Joseph had a dream, is that right?
那约瑟做了个梦。
God made it.
那神呢也成就了他的梦。
Abraham had a calling. God made it.
那亚伯拉罕有个呼召呢，神也成就了。
Noah. God called him to build an ark. and things happened according to God said.
那挪亚的神呼召他要造一个方舟，那神呢也成就。
Here David, what God promised David, it happened.
那神呢对大卫的应许呢？
So brothers and sisters, God promised to you it will happen.
那弟兄姐妹，神对你身上的应许呢，也会成就。
Because of His love, His power.
那因为他的爱，他的能力。
And His character.
还有他的这个性格。
God is a promise-keeping God.
那的神呢，这是施慈爱的神，守约。
It's a covenant-keeping God.
守约的神。
What He says, He will not.Draw it back.
那他所说的话呢，他不会随随便便把它拿回来。
So from David's example, we have such you know hope.
那从大
whatever Lord has promised us, He will do it.
那从大卫的这个例子呢，你就会发现神呢所应许的他会成就。
I wish that you know the chapter 17 from First Samuel chapter 17 to Second Samuel chapter 4 never happened.
那我希望从这个撒母耳记上的十七章呢，一直到撒母耳记下的第四章呢，都这些事情都没有发生。
I wish it omitted.
我希望这些事情都没有发生过。
You know, as the Bible says, Samuel come to anoint the king David.
那我希望就是神呢说哦，撒母耳来膏大卫。
When he was 15.
他十五岁的时候膏了他。
And then when he was 30.He's the king of all Israel.
那突然间呢，到了三十岁，他就成了王了。
That's so easy and so simple.
是不是更简单、更容易啊
？Why make it so complicated?
为什么把它弄得这么复杂
？But you know, the stories of David in the Bible actually is the most amazing story.
但是呢，这个大卫的这个故事呢，真的是圣经里面最奇妙的一些故事。
If you make movies, you make movie of David. You don't make movies of you know.Abraham, it's not very, dramatic. David's story is very dramatic.
如果你要就是来做一个电影的话呢，你可能会做就是大卫的电影，而不是做这个亚伯拉罕的电影，因为大卫的这个生平更生动。
You know, if you make a movie of Noah, it just make an ark for 100 years. How to make that movie?
那如果你做这个挪亚的这个故事的话，你想他一百年都在那建方舟，那
And it rained for many many days.
又下了很多很多天的雨。
All the people, animals died.
所有的动物人都死了。
It's a very scary story, but not a good movie.
是一个很恐怖的一个事情。
David's story is a good movie.
不是一个很好的电影的材料，但是大卫呢是一个很好的电影。
Do you want to be a movie character?
你想成为电影里的主角吗？
You want to be the movie star? How many people want to be movie star?
谁想当明星？
I want, but,
想
but I cannot.
但是我不可以。
But you don't want to be the main character in the movie, is that right?
但是你不想成为这个故事的主角。
Yeah, because most of the good movies, the characters, what's really happened to the characters? Give me some.
那主角一般他们的故事会发生。
Your favorite story, most what usually happens to the main character?
Death of
the parents.
Some feelings, is that right?
Something.
Yes.
Villains.
What else?
They always cry.
They always cry. Yes. Maybe never cry. What else?That's right. Translate.
就是就比如说他们有想要的东西，他不能马上得到。比如说他可能失去工作呀，什么之类的。
That's a key point. If the things you want, you just get it right away. The movie cannot develop.
那为什么呢？就是如果呢，你想要的东西马上得到了，那这个故事就不可以发展下去。
And the people don't want to watch.
那人也不想来看这个电影。
Is that right? People want to watch because they want to see what's the next.
人想看的想法，想看到后来发生了什么。
What else?
还有什么呢 ？Death.
有人
来敲门，幸福
的
敲门。
Oh yeah, the happiness is knocking on your door. The blessings, good fortune. Yes.
还有就是幸福来敲门，好的事情发生。
What else? Yes.
She said with timing.
And do you find all the good movies usually have man and a woman, both man and a woman? You, did you ever see a good movie only has man or only has woman?
No. 好，电影一般都有男性也有女性。你有没有看到只剩有男性的movie啊？啊，电影啊。So
that's tough to David.
那这就是在大卫发生的事情，身上发生的事情。So all this,
you know, I don't know. You know, if you read it, it's exciting, but I don't think David like it.
那你读起来觉得很过瘾，但是我觉得。
You see, David, I believe David didn't like all those stuff, you know, like when he goes through those stuff. Most of the things. You see, first day he faced that Goliath, is that right?
Yeah, Goliath,
yes.
他第一天就是面对巨人哥利亚的时候,
It's an exciting story.
啊, 是一个很有趣的故事。
I tell you, it's not a fun story.
它不是一个真的有趣的事。
Because if you are not careful, that giant is going to kill you. Is that right?
因为你不小心的话，这个巨人就要杀死你了。
It's not a fun story. And then this, after a while, he wanted to be with King Saul in his palace, you know, to be on King Saul's side and look at this. Throne, oh, this is the throne God promised me. That's an exciting moment.
那后来呢，他就去了扫罗的宫里面来，就服侍扫罗。那他就是看着这个扫罗的王位，就心里想，哎，这是神预备给我的宝座。
I'm pretty close, pretty close.
啊，我很近了。
Actually, I can touch it.
哎呀，我都可以摸得着了。
I think. You know, if Saul is not here tomorrow, I can sit on it for a while.
如果扫罗呢，明天不在的话，我说不定还可以坐一下。I know, maybe I cannot.
But sooner or later, it's mine.
好，那是虽然不是现在，但是马上就是我的了。
Because God has promised.
因为神已经这么应许了。
You know what happened next, is that right?
但是你也知道后来发生的事情吗？
Saul was suspicious, jealous about him.
那扫罗呢，就是非常的妒忌大卫。
You know, I think, you know, there's a woman's story involved. Because why? Because this Israelite sing a song. Remember that?
Yeah.
Made so jealous.
哎，你记不记得是为什么呢？因为呢，这个以色列的妇女呢，就是唱了一首歌，让这个扫罗非常的嫉妒。
You know, David got into trouble because of a woman. Many times.
那你知道这个大卫呢？就是每次出事都是因为女人。
This woman says, "Saul killed thousands, and David killed tens of thousands." Oh, they're dancing, singing that song.
那这些妇女呢，就唱歌啊，扫罗杀千千，那个保罗杀万万。大卫杀万万。
Saul said, "What?"
那扫罗就说啊，什么？
And here again, I said, they still sing the same song.
他就认真听，哎，真的，他们就这么唱。
And then he was very jealous about David.
非常的妒忌大卫。
So he wanted to kill David.
他就想杀死大卫，记得吗？
And eventually David ran to the wilderness and left Judea.
那后来这个大卫呢，就逃到这个旷野，离开了犹大地。
Left his This throne he has looked at for a minute, he left.
就离开了他那个就是眼睛想看的这个宝座。
He loved his country, loved his parents, he stayed in Judea, but eventually he left Judea.
那呢，他就是爱他的父母，爱他的国家，可是呢，他还是离开了这个犹大地。
Eventually he has to leave the land of Israel, go to the land of the south.
那他就是离开了这个以色列地呢，来到南地。
He even cannot stay in his homeland.
他甚至都不可以在自己的国家待着。You
know, because Saul just chased him.
因为呢，扫罗一直在追杀他。He
never knew he would be like that.
他根本就没有想到他会变成这样。
But in those days, what he did was he's amazing. He always praised the Lord.
但是呢，在那段时间呢，啊，真的是很神奇，他们就一直的，他就一直的来敬拜神。
So many psalms in the book of Psalms was written in that time. He just praise the Lord, all my soul.
那呢，就是大部分的诗篇呢，都是把啊大卫那段时间写的。他就是说，哦，我的灵啊，你要起来赞美神。
So beside the woman and the some of his, fellows, people who followed him also gave him trouble.
那呢，就是除了他身边的女人呢，还有那些跟随他的那群人呢，也给了他很多的麻烦。
So you think God has prepared some good people around him? You know, he's going to be the king. You know, God gave him very bad people.
那你觉得哦，神可能为他预备一群非常好的人来预备他成为国王？但其实不是这样子，神给了他一群非常难搞的人。
Bible said, it's not I said.
啊，是圣经说的，不是我说的哈。
Those ones who are in debt, basically running away from debt.
跟随他的有时候逃债的。
Or some people they are broken.
啊，或者是破碎的人。
Some people maybe kill the person and run away.
啊，有些就是误杀别人，杀了别人的，要再逃跑的。
And then they follow David.
啊，他们就跟随大卫。
You know, David was like in Chinese character 宋江 exactly.
啊，他就像就是宋江一样，跟孙权一样。
Exactly.
就是像他一样。
You know, sometimes we think David is a good person or bad person. When we were kids, when we watch movies, first thing is this a bad guy, good guy? Like before we watch the movies.
那像小时候我们看一个电视，你会觉得，哎，这是好人还是坏人呢？
Do you think David is a good guy or bad guy?
那你觉得大卫是好的还是坏的呢？
That's what we kids think good by good guy or bad. The Bible, God look at people, it's all sinful people.
那就是我们孩子
need salvation. That's all.
我们人看就是有好人有坏人，可是神看我们都是一样，都是罪人，我们都需要恩典，都需要悔改。
The difference is if God has chosen you, if you have chosen God, that makes the biggest difference.
那唯一的区别就是呢，神拣选你，你也拣选了神。
I tell you the truth, David, if you use a Chinese moral standard, he's a bad guy.
那大卫呢，如果你用一个中国人的这个
Confucian standard,
孔子的这个来衡量他的话呢，他是一个非常不好的人。
He's a very, very bad guy.
他是一个非常不好的人。
You know, he has a wives one after another.
他有一个一个的老婆。
And he does this. Actually, he was just to loot different places, like in the south of Judah to survive.
那他就是在这个南地啊，就到处的去掠夺，为了让自己生存，他就来掠夺各个村庄。
So that's what he did.
这就是他做的事情。
That if you read the Bible, that's what he did. It's not about good guy or bad guy.
那你读圣经，你就会发现，其实并不是关于他是不是一个好人、坏人。
Humans just go through those things.
那么我们人呢，都是要经历这些事情。
Till now, I think whoever sitting here knows what is called a sinful man. When we come to know the Lord, we know we are sinful.
那在座的我们都知道什么是有罪的。
Whoever you think is a good man, you do not.You really need to be closer to the Lord. The light shine on you.
那如果你觉得你是个好人的话呢，你真的是需要神的光照你。
But David, what David did, he always just come to the Lord.
那神大卫怎么做呢？他就是一直的回到神的面前。
And those songs he wrote is amazing. He says, "My heart is steadfast, steadfast. My heart is praising the Lord."
那他写的这些诗篇呢，都是非常的感人。他就常说：“哦，我的心啊，平静安稳。”
He has nobody to depend on.
他没有任何人可以来依靠。
So the God put him in that time and space. He had to cry out to the Lord.
那神呢，把他放在那样的一个环境里面呢，他只有来呼求神。
You see, there were times if you read David's story, there were times.He didn't know how to make any choices.
那你读圣经呢，你会发现有很多时候呢，大卫并不知道该做什么样的选择。
He had no idea how to make any choices.
他也不知道该做怎么样的一个决定。
There were times he made the right, tough, right choices.
那他有的时候他会做一个非常正确的一个决定。
For example, when Saul had the chance, he had the chance to kill Saul in that cave, He didn't do that.
那比方说呢，就是有一次在那个洞穴里边，他有机会来杀扫罗的时候，他没有杀。
That's a very important act.
那这是对他来说是一个非常重要的一个决定。
Inact.
A what?
不作为。
一个不作为。
Why? Because that one, because he wait on the Lord. Lord will deal with Saul, not me.
那因为呢，他等候神呢，他知道神呢会来解决这个扫罗，而不是他来处理扫罗。
He didn't use his power.
他没有用他自己的能力来做这个事情。
You know, he didn't say, "Now I have the chance." Da 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 da.
他没有说哦，我现在有这个机会，我可以来做
you know,
这些事情。
That perseverance formed his character.
那呢，他的患难呢，成就了他的这个老练。
His character later on, God says he's a shepherd, good shepherd for Israel.
那以至于呢，他成为耶稣，神称他为就是好的牧养。
You think about king, God says you are a good shepherd.
你想看，就是你是个国王，但是神说，哦，你是一个好的牧养人。
Think about if he kills Saul.
你想看，如果他杀了扫罗。
And the tribe of Benjamin and the tribe of other tribes won't.When David becomes a king, they are not going to feel safe. Understand?
那呢？如果是这样，如果他杀了扫的话，那便雅悯这个支派呢，他们会觉得不安全。
David had the strongest kingdom because everybody in Israel trusted him.
那大卫呢？有一个是有历史上最坚固的一个国王的国家，因为呢，所有人呢都信靠他。
Why? Because he do not use his hand.To kill his opponents.
为什么呢？因为呢，他不会用自己的手来杀他的对手，他的仇敌。
No, this is amazing. So the people feel safe.
那所以呢，他的国家呢，国民呢，感觉到非常的安全。
But this character was developed during his running away in the wilderness.
那他这样子这个性格，这样的老练呢，是通过呢他在这个旷野逃难的这个段日子来成型的。
You see, those 15 years.
你想看那十五年。
15 years is short or long?
是长还是短呢？
非常
long.
十五年长还是短？
15 years is short or long?
长还是短？
long. When you raise up your children, 15 years is short or long?
那你养你孩子十五年是长还是短？
So all depends on our feelings, or what we like or dislike. Is that right?
其实都是看我们的感受，你喜欢还是不喜欢。
However, they are 15 years at least.
那你但是至少有十五年，他是这样子。
Now, David developed this perseverance and character.
那呢，大卫呢，也就自然有了这样的忍耐跟老练。
Can this be avoided?
那这个他这个经历是可以。不经历的吗？可以就是不避免的吗？
Maybe David go back to ask these questions.
可能大卫也会返回去问这同样的问题。
Do you think it can be avoided?
你觉得是可以避免的吗？
Some people think yes, some people no. That's a good answer.
有的人觉得不可以。
Because we are not God.
因为我们不是神。
Some people try to avoid. Maybe yes, some of them can be avoided.
那有些人就觉得，哎，我可以避免掉这些。那也许有一些部分是可以避免的。
Some people say you cannot avoid because history cannot be rewritten anyways.
啊，那有的人觉得说啊，这是不可以避免的，因为历史不能重演。
Yes, that's true. Well, history cannot be rewritten.
啊，也确实是的，历史不能就是更改。
So let's pray together. In this, you know, from these stories, we say the Lord.And they give us that perseverance.
那我们就来一起祷告，让神呢也给我们一样的忍耐。
Lord, when you are doing your job, when you are forming our lives, we say, Lord, give us patience.
当你神呢在我们生命里边成就的时候，完成我们生命的时候，神呢给我们这样子的忍耐。
We will be like David, continue to praise you.
我们要像大卫一样，继续的来赞美你。
To hold on to you.
紧紧地依靠你。
Many questions we wanted answers.
很多的问题我们都想要得到答案。
However, when there's no answers, we continue to trust you and praise you.
在没有答案的时候，我们还是继续地来等候你。
There are times we wait on you for a word, but there's no word.
有时候我们等候你，我想等到一句话，可是等不到。
There are times we want you to comfort us, but it seems it's far away.
有时候我们想要得到你的安慰，可是好像又得不到你的安慰。
Sometimes we wait for the night to go away, so the dawn will come.
有时候我们等候这个黑暗可以离开，然后黎明可以来到。
It seems these 12 hours are so long.
好像觉得这十二个小时这么的长。
But Lord, we say, Lord, we trust you.
但是我们说神啊，我们信靠你。
We respect your time.
主啊，我们尊重你的时间表。
We trust your love.
我们相信你的爱。
We trust your covenant love.
我们相信你那个守约的爱。
Thank you for giving us a cloud of witnesses walking around us.
谢谢你的彩排云彩般的见证人围绕着我们。
Thank you for the biblical characters.
谢谢你这个圣经里的这些人物。
Thank you also for the saints walking before us and around us.
也谢谢那些圣人在我们前面行走的，在我们旁边行走的这些圣人。
I even thank you for the brothers and sisters in Montreal. They encouraged me so much in this summer after 15 years.
那我也就是感谢这个我们的 Montreal 的弟兄姐妹，这十五年来这样鼓励我们。
I saw.Whatever God has started, God is going to finish.
看见神开始的工，神必要完成。
Because your hand is never shortened.
因为你的臂膀不会缩短。
Your power is never diminished.
你的能力也不会减少。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
You continue to speak to us.
继续的对我们来说话。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.